Marvin, crazy month for you leading up to training camp. You got engaged.
Yes.
How does it help get your mind right?
It gets your mind right because, you know, you get all that out the way before camp, obviously. But at the same time, you know, you have the right type of people around you. So you don't have to worry about some off-field things that come with the next level, especially when you have, you know, your soulmate next to you. It helps you, you know, stay focused.
Now, physically, you look good out here on the first day of practice. How did you keep yourself in such good shape leading up to camp?
I'm really just, you know, jogging on my own, really, and just keeping focused, you know, because the main goal here is to, with receivers, to run, to be able to run. And really the thing is, mentally is really where it comes in at. You got to stay mentally focused. I think that helped also coming from, you know, Iowa.
Now, you talk about guys come here and usually the speed of the game increases. You know, you go from rookie camp to OTAs. Do you feel that intensity bumping up just a little bit? I know the full team isn't here just yet, but do you feel that intensity bumping up?
Yeah, definitely. Because when, you know, really the things that slow us down when we first got here was that we really didn't know as much. When you start knowing more and learning the offense, you react better. And that really what it comes down to, you start reacting. But, I mean, yeah, the older guys aren't here yet, so probably even intensify even more. So, but right now it definitely bumped up a little bit.
When you first got in the classroom, when you first got back in the field, was the offense coming back to you like, I know what he's talking about. I know how to get my breaks and all that stuff. Or was it kind of like, oh, man, I'm back to day one here again?
No, it definitely came back to me. And I was, like, trying to, you know, I was thinking of some of the stuff before I even got here, you know, just to keep my mind a little sharp around the corner, you know. And so that's basically what I tried to do.
Just talk about the transition that you've made as a football player, going from highly touted quarterback to becoming the most prolific receiver at a big-time college program. I mean, usually a guy would come in, he would have the wide receiver credentials and be on, you know, on that road to stardom. You didn't have that road. How are you able to make that transition so quickly?
Really, it's just the fact that I was, you know, a guy that wanted to play, wanted to work hard, wanted to do whatever it took to get on the field, and the coach saw that in me and gave me the opportunity, and I was grateful for that. So when I got the opportunity, I did everything I could with it to keep it. And really, that's what this whole process is from right here on, is to be grateful for this opportunity, stay humble, and just continue working.
When you saw the guys like Deshaun and Jeremy, established veterans, Jason, of course, in that mix as well during the OTAs, did you think to yourself, it's just small, finite details that make a difference from a good or great college receiver to a guy that's going to make it here in the NFL?
You know that, I mean, you know, obviously guys a little bit like Deshaun and Jeremy have a little bit extra with their speed and the things they can do on the football field. But
you saying you're not fast out there?
Oh, no, definitely fast, you know, fast enough to play receiver. And really what it comes down to is, you like say, small details. You see guys like Jason Levine, who's one of the greatest route runners I've seen. And really just comes down to little fine details and just working on your craft.
Now, those guys you mentioned, they have one thing. They don't have one thing that you have, obviously, size. So how important is it learning to use that? Because it's one thing to be big, but it's another to, quote-unquote, play big. How are you able to make that difference?
You know, really, it's just a God-given thing that, you know, I have. So what I try to do is, you know, learn from the young guys by trying to do some of the stuff they can do just to improve it within myself. You know, I do it within myself and continue to try to get better.